said immediately she was healed. So Jesus said, who touched me? Who touched me? When they all denied, Peter said, Master, the people are all crowding around you and pressing against you. Jesus said, someone touched me. I know, because the power, listen to this, the power has been drained out of me. Whoo, church, power has been drained out of him. Verse 47, and it said, then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet in the presence of all the people. She's told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. You may be seated, church. You may be seated. I don't want anyone to get nervous. Today we're going to be doing a little something different while we open in. And I want you to be seated. And I hope this word and everything be a blessing to you. And you take something from this. I gotta get in!
Sir.
I'm tired of this mess.
Sir, it's okay. Come, don't worry about your clothes. Don't worry about what you have on. It's okay. It's okay, come in, you're in the right place. You belong here. Come on, sir. Come on, don't stop. You can't go back. You can't go back. Don't go back. Keep coming. Keep on coming. Don't worry about people looking at you. Don't worry about what they have to say. Just keep on coming. Just keep on coming, sir. Don't go back. Keep on coming. Keep on pushing. Keep on pressing. Don't worry about it. There's going to be some mountains in your life. There's some people who got some mountains in your life. Maybe it's addiction. Maybe it's alcoholism. Maybe it's pornography. We don't know what it is. It's going to be blocking you. It's going to try to stop you from getting in the presence of God. It's going to stop you from coming and moving forward. But you can't give up. You can't give up. The word says if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain and it has to
go.
Move.
Go!
Yes,
go!
Yes. Keep on coming. Keep on pressing. You keep coming. You can't look back. You can't go back. You have to go forward. You have to move forward. Don't worry. Just keep on coming. Come as you are. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. God will give you everything that you need. You just gotta keep on coming. You gotta keep on pressing. You gotta keep pushing. Every obstacle. Don't matter what your past was. Look forward to what the future is that God has for you. Don't worry about what nobody has to say. Don't worry about it. God got you. God got you.
Glory.
They can't stop you.
Glory.
Nothing can stop you.
Glory.
Press toward the mark of the higher calling of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah in this place. I dare somebody press this morning.
Glory.
Pass a physical ailment.
Glory.
But I dare you to press in the spirit this morning.
Glory.
He said, I won't stop at nothing.
Glory.
God, I won't let go until you bless me.
Glory.
God, I won't let go until you move.
Glory.
Do what you're going to do right now.
Oh.
Hallelujah in this place.
Glory, Jesus.
Glory to your name, God.
He's worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah.
I don't know what mountains are in your way today, but all you need is the faith of that little mustard seed, and you could tell that mountain to move out of your way. Church, I come to encourage us today. And I say us, because I need encouragement too. I need you. You need me. We all need each other. to keep on pressing forward. Pressing forward, being persistent in Christ. Because he said everything else is sinking sand. Yeah, yeah. We got to be persistent in Christ. Yes, pressing forward towards breakthrough. Hallelujah. That's my objective for us today. Yes, to encourage each and every one of us to keep pressing forward. Yeah. Being persistent. Yeah. And I learned something today, Pastor, about that word persistent. I had a couple of friends and I've been calling last night and I talked to last night and this morning I'm calling and calling and this word, the Spirit brought it to me. That's being persistent. Yeah. Amen. No matter what, some of us, we got to make our mind up to press forward and not stay in the filth. Oh my gosh. Glory to his name. My objective is to encourage each and every one of us once again to press forward, being persistent in Christ. It don't matter how you look. It don't matter how you come to him. Look how I came towards y'all. It don't matter how you come towards him. Oh. Be persistent in that towards breakthrough. Glory to his name. Church, I come today trying to attempt to paint a picture of a familiar passage. Right. Some of us might be aware of that story. You heard it over and over. Yeah. The picture that I'm going to be trying to paint is from the lens of that certain woman. Right. The lens of a certain woman. Uh-huh. Certain woman. A certain woman. And you see, if you're a lady in the house today, and a lady online, you are known as a certain woman today. Uh-huh. And if you're a man, you will be known as a certain man today. You see, the Bible talks about this woman, but the Bible doesn't really talk about any of the good that this woman has done. Because she just came on the scene on Jesus. But the Bible talks about the negative impact on this lady's life. You see, this lady was defined by her problems and what she was going through. Like how some of our friends define us by how you used to be a prostitute and how you used to be a drug dealer or how you used to be a this and that. They tried to define us and put us in a box. So you see, the Bible focuses on that. And it lets us know that this lady been dealing with an issue. You see, she was defined by that issue. She was defined by that problem. You see, if we was to be honest, each and every one of us was once upon a time blind. We were blinded. And guess what? There are many people who are still blind today, sitting in many churches today. You see, I'm not talking about the physical blindness. But the point I'm trying to make and talk about is the spiritual blindness. Oh, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. When I say spiritual blindness, for those that might not understand, the things that don't line up with God's word. The lifestyle that don't line up to his word. That type of blindness I'm talking about. The lifestyle we think is okay, and we're on a path of destruction and don't even realize that. You see, one thing about being blind. In the islands, I watched a guy that was blind. And one thing about being blind, at some point in life, you're going to be led by others. Right. Either somebody holding your hand, or your hand is on their shoulder, and they're directing you. Uh-huh. Now you're going to be directed in their decision, in their direction, because you are blind. Right. You're being led by others. Uh-huh. So listen to what I'm saying. You're going to be confined by people's vision. Their output on life, the outtake, and how you should enjoy life, because you're blind. I want you to stay with me on this little journey. See, one thing about being blind, you develop a tendency. And I look up the word tendency. And what it means is I saw and I took that. A particular behavior. You see, one thing about being blind, you develop a particular behavior. Habits. Some of our habits might be, we bump into a little alcohol. Ain't nothing wrong, I just had a little sip, Pastor. But that little sip ended up to all the bottles, the name brands. I don't even know the Jack Daniels, whatever the name brand is. It started from a sip. Now I'm constantly drunk. Can't control this thing. I can't shake it off. But I'm blind. So when you're blind, you try things, Pastor. You try little drugs. Especially college students. You might have some friends that dare you. Man, it's just a little dare, man. Nothing gonna happen. It just started from a little try or a little game. And now you're addicted to this. But you're blind. You just try things. You think you're on the right path. So other people are directing you on their output on how you should enjoy life. Y'all understand me? Where I'm going? Stay with me. Oh my gosh. It might start, Brother Charlie, with a little thing on your phone. We all in church and it start with a little thing on the phone. Nobody around, Pastor. And that female or that guy looking good. And then we entertain that picture. And then all of a sudden, we're stuck in porn and can't shake this thing off. Now you're stuck on pornography. You're blind. And when you're blind, you try things. You're searching. Another thing also, when you're blind, sometimes you wander. You wander different places. You're searching, but you don't even know what you're searching for. You're looking. You're wandering, but you're wandering lost. You're wandering lost, church, but you think you're on the right path. Look at Paul. Paul thought he was on the right path, persecuting the believers. But you see, he was blinded until he really got blinded. You see what I'm saying? Some of us are sitting in churches right now, and we think we're on the right path, but we are blinded spiritually. And God gave me a word to help some of us. You are in the right place. This is your divine appointment. Oh, glory to his name. We might find ourselves in certain places, Lisa. Places we shouldn't be at. But when you're blind, you want to know. I want to know my future. So I go to the palm reader. You see what I'm saying? I'm blind. I want to know if I'm headed in the right direction, Adrian. I'm blind. Do I have wealth coming to me? I'm blind, so I go to the palm reader. Not realizing the source this palm reader is dealing with. But you're blind. When you're blind, you go and you get all type of crystals. Crystals in every corner of your house. Big crystal on your neck. I'm trying to keep the energy positive around me. Keeping all the bad spirits, crystals all over. But you're blind, why? You're searching. You don't know better. Other people are telling you these things, so you're trying it. You're blind. So you're willing to try everything, church. You're saging that house. And Adrian, I know you talk about that. And church, I'm not taking Adrian's message, but I had this message 2 weeks before that, man. I told Pastor that. 2 weeks. You're saging everywhere you go. You're saging. And if you're doing that, don't feel bad. This word is to help you. You go in the Uber car. In the Uber, you're surging. You're staging. Oh, my gosh. You're blind. You're searching. You're searching, church, because you're blind. Oh, you wear those colorful beads. especially young people. You wear those colorful beads around your neck, your hands, your feet, all over. For guidance, wisdom, whatever, protection. They say it's a true African religion. To be in touch with your ancestral spirits. You see, when you're blind, you're searching for stuff to fill a void. So you try things. You try things. And listen, what they don't realize is the source that's behind of that. You might see some things happening. Yes, it's the source that's behind of that. But when you're blind, you try things, church. Oh, my gosh. I heard a long time ago, I'm not going to call no name. Somebody told somebody to take a spiritual bath. A spiritual bath. I had friends that went to Africa, took a spiritual bath, but this one was a blood bath. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. When they sacrifice the animal and they pour that thing on you and they put it in the tub or in the bucket. I ain't gonna get into too much details, but some of y'all know what I'm talking about. You take this blood bath. Sheena, they don't understand. But they're searching because they're blind, but they think they're on the right path. And some of them are sitting in churches today, Timmy. They're sitting in churches, spiritually blind. But this word is going to help you today. Oh, my gosh, you're in the right place. They go to the soothsayers. You talked about this. I'm not going to stay on that long, Adrian. I'm sorry. Pastor, they go talking to the shaman. So now they don't really call him the shaman. They call him the wise counsel. It got somebody I look up to. They're not here, just for anybody to know. I look up to. Admire this person. This person knows, this person knows scripture more than me. Know the scripture, but still going to the wise counsel. How could I say this? I don't want to say it without giving out any clues, because some people might be watching online. So they say, I just use my name, Wayne. Nothing wrong with getting good counsel. This is somebody that quote the scripture back and front. Yeah. You see, your mind have to be made up. Still dabbing, one foot in, one foot out. But they think they're on the right path, but they're blind. And guess what, Adrian? They're speaking to folks, trying to motivate folks, and they themselves blind. The blind leading the blind. I'm telling y'all the truth. I can't call no name, but this person is known. I personally know this person. And tells me nothing wrong with going to the wise counsel when they could do some stuff. And sitting in the churches right now. I don't want to say nothing. I want to, but I don't want to say nothing. But I want to say it so bad. But there's some folks online, they know who I'm talking about. And this is happening right now. Wise counsel. So imagine that certain woman over there on that wall. Imagine she dealing with those issues for 12 years. Now, remember when I started in Luke, and I read about Jairus' daughter who was dying. She was the age of 12. And now this lady been dealing with this issue of blood for 12 years. Now, watch y'all, some of y'all don't realize, do you know what the symbolize of the number 12, what it symbolize? Completeness. Some of us need to be complete. Oh, my gosh. So this woman, this certain woman been dealing with this for 12 years. So let's try to take a look from her point of view, from her eyes. Knowing this, this certain woman right there, the shame she been dealing with, the guilt this certain woman been dealing with, She probably had suicidal thoughts. Why am I saying that? Because she was known to be, she was rejected. You see, back then, if you had leprosy or you had any issues like that, you was considered a castaway. You was rejected. You see what I'm saying? So this certain woman faced rejection. That certain woman right there. In that guilt, in that shame, that agony she was feeling. Probably felt like she was going to lose her mind. Why, Pastor? Because she was thrown away on the side to die, to rot. Because she was a castaway. Yeah. We don't want you around the other folks to get them, you know. So they pushed her on the side. Yeah. Dealing with rejection. Some of us, when we get bad news, it could be from the doctor. We place ourselves in isolation. And I'm here to tell you, don't do that. If you hurt, as a family, we hurt too. We need to come together and encourage each other. Don't isolate yourself. I know sometimes you want your issue private, but man, look, you gotta step. Some of us face neglection, all type of stuff. Imagine what this lady, this certain woman was dealing with. Some of us face neglection of ourselves. Like, man, why daddy and mom love him or her more than me? Yeah. From since little, they've always been comparing us to the other siblings. So you yourself feel neglection. You might feel a way of rejection. Like my dad, I got brothers and sisters, doctors, and I'm a forensic specialist and this and that. Wayne, what you want to be? I don't know. So, you know, eventually, the I don't know just lasts a little longer. I had to get out of his house. Amen. But I thank God that the path he had me on, man. You see what I'm saying? But just imagine that. Some of us don't know how to deal with that type of stuff, being compared to other siblings. So you develop this type of neglection, rejection. All of that is going through your mind. And as you grow in life, it have a tendency of raising that ugly head. And you wonder why you can't go forward. Oh, my gosh. So imagine what this lady, this certain woman was dealing with. Abandonment, loneliness, all by yourself, rejection. You know another thing that is bad? To be rejected by your own church members. To come to my brothers and sisters and to be rejected. What a hurtful feeling. From your own brothers and sisters who are supposed to lift you up. So you back away. I don't want to deal with that. I separate myself. Oh my gosh. Now think about this. This certain woman, she dealing with brokenness. This certain woman dealing with loneliness, abandonment. She can't even call upon her family members. She can't call upon nobody because she considered rejected from society. No one to call to, no friends. You know, sometimes when you're going through, you're all by your friend, all by yourself. Nobody to call upon. This certain woman dealing with that, her face with guilt, shame, heartbroken. Another thing she's dealing with, brokenness. Some of us dealt with brokenness before. She's dealing with brokenness. She felt like her dreams are being shattered. She want to be successful in society. She want to contribute to society. But her dreams, she felt like her life is being shattered. What about the talents and the gift that's inside of her? It's being shattered. Because in her mind, she felt broken. She's experiencing brokenness. And some of us been experiencing brokenness for a long time. Oh my gosh. Listen to this, church. Listen to this. Some of us been dealing with a certain type of brokenness. And it's not your fault. It started from way back when you were in your mother's womb. What am I talking about? Brother Will, if you don't mind, I'm going to use that example we talked about the other night. Some of us been dealing with brokenness from since we were in our mother's womb. I remember in Proverbs 26, verse 11, remember what it said, that life and death is in the power of what? The tongue. So listen to this example, man, brother Will was talking about the other night. Daddy excited, man. Daddy getting a baby. His wife is pregnant, pastor. Daddy tell all his friends, man, I'm getting a little boy. Brother Charlie, I'm getting a little boy. I can't wait. He's telling all the family members, I'm getting a little boy. I'm excited. Woo! I can't wait for my son to come. Mommy comes home, mommy tired. Daddy tells mommy, relax. Start rubbing her stomach. You know how y'all ladies like that. Rubbing her stomach. Telling the baby, baby, I can't wait for you to come, man. I can't wait to hold you in my arms. I can't wait for you, me and you, to dress together, put on our Jordans, put our hat backwards. I can't wait for you to come, son. Woo! I'm excited. I can't wait for him to come. Telling everybody. Done bought clothes and everything for the baby, man. Matching everything. Yeah. The day the baby arrives, daddy runs towards mama, man. A little heartbroken. A little heartbroken. But he plays the part like he's excited. Because he has a healthy baby. But instead of a boy, it's a girl. So listen to this. Remember, I tell you, there's power in the tongue, right? So all this time, as life grows up, as this baby grows up, as this young lady grows up, you wonder why she displayed the characteristics of the opposite sex. From the beginning of the womb. And I'm trying to tell you, only in Christ Jesus could make you complete. Christ could straighten out everything. Some of the issues we're dealing with is not. We got to go back to that. Oh my gosh. Amen. Glory to his name. That's why only in Christ we could get this done. Amen. Only through him. He tells you everything else. He said, nobody comes to the Father but through him. Amen. He's the life. He's the strength. He's the resurrection. He's everything. He's our chief cornerstone. He's our building block. He's our everything. Amen. Buddha is not our everything. Confucius is not our everything. Selassie is not our everything. Hallelujah. Only one person I heard about rose from the grave. Yeah. Defeated the grave. Hell lost another one. Oh my gosh. Only in Jesus Christ. So imagine that certain woman. She tried everything. Like I gave you a story when you were blind. You tried everything. She exhausted all her funds. Now you know when you exhausted all your funds, you're back against the wall. I know it feels sometimes because I had my bank account negative. Couple of times. Until I learned how to have multiple and just have one for bills, one for this, one for that. But I know what it is to have your back against the wall. I know what it is to be hard and just, man, I'm going to make it. This wasn't in my notes, but I know how it is. Sometimes you got to put the pride aside and say, Pastor, can you loan me a little change? Way back on Pelham, you remember, Pastor? Just a little change to put some gas in my car. I'm coming to you simple. I'm not faking it. I'm telling you. Just to put some gas in my car. I wanted to go forward. I wanted to come to church. I wanted to come to Bible study. So I pushed that car on E. And when I got there, I had enough faith to know somebody going to give me some money to put gas in my car. So I'm not going to start with the church members. I'm going to start with the head. So I went to pastor. And he sure enough gave it to me. But you see, you got to make up in your mind that you're going to go forward. So listen to this, church. Her back is against the wall. But she made up in her mind that she's going to go forward. Sometimes you got to tell yourself, I can't turn back. You see, it's okay to look back. You can always look back and see, man, he brought me from a mighty long way. But there's a difference to turn around. Now you're putting yourself in that direction. You got to tell yourself, I can't turn back. I can't turn back. So listen to this, church. This certain woman came all the way there. She refused to turn back. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 26:11, like a dog returning to his own vomit. The Bible says, so a fool repeats his folly. Sometimes you got to be tired of being in your own mess, in your own vomit. And what's so sad about it is that some people feel comfortable in their mess. They feel comfortable because they don't have to be judged. And what's so sad, sometimes they're being judged by the same people that's supposed to encourage them and lift them up. So they stay in their mess. Oh my gosh. Don't be a dog that returns to his own vomit. You got to press forward. A while back, Bible study, we had a discussion going on. I was talking to Major, and I'm going to use praise for example. And I was talking about praise, man. And I was telling Major, you know, I remember when I first started, praise team was doing it, man. But I ain't clapping. I ain't doing nothing. But it's moving on the inside. Nobody knows. But at least I was in church. I'm going to get to that in a minute. At least I was in church. And then as time go by, I start clapping. As time go by, tears start coming down my eye. As time go by, I start stomping my feet. As time go by, I got past the mindset and I said, glory! You see, we reach that wall right there, that glass. And when we get there, we tend to stop. Instead of going through and breakthrough and pressing forward, we tend to stop. We stop because we're thinking about the minds and what people are going to be thinking about us. So we stop. And I'm telling you today, don't stop. Press forward. You can't turn back. A lot of times we're right there to break through. And guess what? Since we never went past that point, we ourselves are afraid because we don't know how we're going to react. We've never been there. And I'm here to tell you, the word says, press forward. You got to tell yourself, I can't turn back. No matter if the odds are stacked against me, I'm not going to turn back. He's a way maker. You got to believe the word and stand on the word. Even when people come against you. Even when others try to give you their output. I'm not blind no more. I'm going forward. Oh, glory to his name. One thing before I get to that. Brother Willie was giving his testimony last Wednesday night, how he dealt. Brother Willie, you can raise your hand so everybody can know who you are. If we have visitors in the house, they can see. Just raise your hand if you don't mind. This is Brother Willie right there. Amen. And Brother Willie was giving his testimony. I know Brother Willie, I didn't tell you anything about that, but and how he was dealing with stage 4 cancer. Now everybody know Brother Willie. Nice, quiet guy, humble guy, you know. But what if Brother Willie was to come in here one Sunday and tear this church up? Tear it up. Yeah. Who am I to tell this man to sit down? Who am I to tell this man, hey, don't take all of this? Who am I to tell him, Brother Willie, chill out? Yeah. I don't know what the pain he's been through. Amen. I don't know the things he dealt with when he was by himself. Yeah. Amen.
can't turn back. Glory to his name.
Amen.
Who am I to tell him, Brother Willie? And don't take all that, Brother Willie. After defeating stage 4 cancer. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. I remember the testimony, your son, and what y'all been through. Who am I to tell you? You can't praise him like that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Who am I?
Thank you, Jesus.
Who am I to tell you? You can't praise him for what he's doing in your son's life. But some of the visitors in there, you need to ask them about their testimony. Ask Brother Willie about his testimony. Ask that family over there about the testimony about their son. Now, when you experience that, give that praise out and don't turn back. Who am I to tell him it don't take all of that? We didn't come here for ordinary church. We come to break some things. It's time to go to another level. Glory! Glory! Now one thing I admire. One thing I admire about this certain woman. One thing I admire about her. What she didn't realize, she started all the way back there. Listen to this, church. She started all the way back there. The same little faith it takes to move a mustard seed is the same little faith she was holding on to that got her moving. Each step. Now she's there. Now she's there. Little that she know. Listen to this, church. Little that she know. Every step she took. Oh, glory to his name. Every step she took, Jeremy, her faith was increasing. Every step she took, her faith was increasing. And I'm telling you today, if you're a visitor, if you haven't made Lord Jesus Lord in your life, you took a step today, and guess what? Every step you take, you're getting closer to him. If you're a believer and you're in the word, I'm telling you, go more, because every step you take, you take it closer to him. Now, one thing I admire about this certain woman, you see, she could have turned around. She could easily go back. Sometimes we look back and we're like, wow, he brought us from a mighty long way. She could have turned around. She could have easily go back. But you see, she made up in her mind. She's not going to go back. Like some of us need to make up in our mind that we're not going to go back. She was pressing forward. She was pressing forward. And while she was pressing forward, y'all know what the scripture says in Philippians 3:4. Y'all know what the scripture says in Philippians 3:4. It says, press forward. Press forward towards the goal. Towards the goal. What's the goal? The prize. What's the prize? In Christ Jesus. So listen to this. Listen to this, church. Remember I tell you, each step she took, little does she know, her faith was increasing. She made it all the way here. Like you and I, how we need to have our minds made up. No matter what happened, the Bible lets us know it rained on the just as well as the unjust. But I'm going to enjoy this journey. No matter what, she made it this far. Now she see the prize. She see the prize. Now listen to this, church. This certain woman right here, it's easy for her to say, you know what, I'm going to turn around.
That's right. Yeah. Come on now.
Now listen, she was a reject, right? Yeah. She faced abandonment. So probably the other folks probably telling her, girl, you ain't tired of being embarrassed. You try everybody else. You try the witch doctors out there. You going to get embarrassed again? They want her to come back in her vomit. I'm just trying to paint a picture like we have some friends try to pull us back. I'll never forget
I shared this. This wasn't in my notes. I got a brother. When I made up my mind to go forward, he didn't even know. I shared that with a friend late last night. He didn't even know that his negative words empowered me. When I say that I made up my mind to go forward, he told me, he said either to me or my friends, I won't pay attention. He said, we ain't going to be back. We ain't going to be back. You see, Pastor Wayne used to bring the weed. Wayne had the contact with certain ammunition. You see what I'm saying? So they enjoy that stuff. And he said, we ain't going to be back. I never forget. My wife told me, man, look, man, this is it. Either you come with us or you stay with your brother. Then.
Go ahead.
And I made up my mind that I was not going to stay in that filth. And because of those negative words, he said, when will we be back? From that day, I never been back. I can't turn back. He's been too good to me. So I have a reason to praise him. So imagine that, church, that certain woman. She's there. She see the price. She see the price. And the prize is Jesus. Imagine in her mind she could easily turn around. She could easily go back. Save herself from embarrassment again. But what she do? Her mind is made up. She decided, I'm going to go all in. I'm going to go all in. I don't have nothing else to lose. I heard about him. I heard about others, but others didn't do anything. They laid their hands for me, but nothing happened. They prayed for me, but nothing happened. But what did she do? Some of your Bible says she touched the cloak. Some Bible says she touched the hem of his garment.
Yeah.
And the Bible says immediately, she was healed. Why? Listen to this. Jesus told the disciples and Peter, hey, somebody touched me.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, who touched? What you talking about? Everybody's pressing on you, Jesus. What you talking about? He said, no, somebody touched me. Why? Because power was drained out of him into her. And I'm here to tell you, if you touch him, if you reach out to him, power is going to drain from him to you. You have the faith. You got to have the faith to believe that. So listen, church. Listen. Remember, she was called and she was known by a certain woman. When he reached down and touched her and picked her up, he said, daughter. She was no more known as a certain woman. Each one of us, ladies, if you reach out to him, he's going to call you daughter too.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Immediately she was healed.
Glory to God.
You see, guys, sometimes we have pride. And I'm here to tell you guys, don't let your pride get in front of your need. Because
yeah.
Whatever you need is in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
But Master!
The Bible also talks about in Luke 5, 24 to 26 or something like that, the man that was paralyzed on the mat.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had enough faith to cry out,
Master!
Master! He could have stayed there in his mess.
Yeah.
But what the Bible said in Luke 5, it said, he told him to rise up from that mess. Rise up from that bed.
Yeah.
Take your mat and go.
Yeah.
And the Bible tells us, man, look, you got to make up your mind that you're going to go forward.
Yeah.
No matter what situation you find yourself in. He told him to rise up. Take your bed and go. But if you continue reading that scripture, listen to this, church. If you continue reading that scripture, the Bible tells us that that man went rejoicing, praising. But listen, when he went rejoicing, praising, other people was amazed. Now listen to this, church. Listen, other people was amazed. Others should be amazed at us with the excitement, the joy that we have. But listen to this, church. When you read later on, in that scripture, it's a shame that even some holy people that's supposed to be believers, the praise was so intense, the Bible tells us that they became fearful.
Yeah.
They became fearful. Miss Suzette, let me tell you this.
when the Spirit, the true and living Spirit of our mighty God, the true and living God, comes in, it don't matter how you look. You may look holy and thou. If you're not lining up, you got to leave. You got to leave. So when you see we break through that thing and prayers get up like crazy, and you see certain people who are supposed to be holy and mighty leaving, they can't take it. Glory to his name. So I'm here to tell you, break through that thing. Press forward. Tell yourself, I can't turn back. Tell somebody, I can't turn back. Glory to his name. Church, we're going to go through some stuff. But sometimes we have to appreciate the journey. No matter what comes our way, we got to appreciate it, because we're being shaped and molded for his glory. Brother Willie, you're being shaped and molded for his glory. Somebody's looking on the outside. Somebody's life's going to be changed because of you, a living testimony. See, when you learn to appreciate the things that you're going through and what life throws your way, just imagine how much more you're going to appreciate the destination. Oh, glory to his name. Oh, glory to his name. Lord, I'm not turning back. I'm here. I came to y'all with corn on my feet and everything. That's to show you, I don't care. I'm here. Once upon a time, the church used to hold me down from praising. Once upon a time, the church used to hold me down from giving him everything that's in me. But I'm here, and I'm not turning back. Glory to his name. He has rescued me. Glory! How many of y'all are happy today? He has rescued you. Hallelujah. He has rescued me, and I'm not turning back.